It is a colossal understatement to say that the past, who knows how many months anymore, has been a time of terrible pain and earth-shaking distress. At other times, we might have probably dismissed Jesus' words in the gospel appointed for this morning, when he said, "People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken." As I said, as other times, we may have dismissed those words as overly dramatic, but not this year. As summertime was approaching this past summertime, my family and I began to plan our summer vacation. And even planning that fun activity with the family felt so heavy. We thought of many options, but the one that felt lighter and manageable for us was to go on a road trip, to drive away and somehow imagine that we were escaping the yuck of life. We ended up taking a 12-day road trip from Washington to California through Highway 101, and it was fabulous. We planned a few stops along the way, but mostly we just wanted to be in the open space with no hurries. And for me, it was vital that we took the time to stop along the way to enjoy the horizon over the Pacific Ocean. And friends, you would not believe how healing it was for me to see the horizon. My walls have crumbled down, and I needed to see and to experience the great expanse of the horizon, to let myself be seduced and captivated by the possibilities beyond what I sensed was my reality at the time. The horizon for me, and I'm an island boy, so the horizon for me beckons of possibility. It beckons of a reality that invites me into a great mystery. And today we begin the season of Advent in the church calendar. This is the beginning of our liturgical year. So Happy New Year, church. The season speaks in many voices. It whispers about yearning, it whispers about waiting, and it whispers about preparation. And yet it's also a season of reorientation. With the darkening of days and the humdrum of our everyday life, our senses dull. And we might fall into a lethargic slumber, or even we become too distracted by all sorts of things that demand our attention, and we let our lives drip away in front of a screen at the end of the day. And it is at this time when our senses are dull, when we feel lethargic, that Advent presents itself sneakily, sneak into us or around us or in our life with a jolt of otherness. This jolt of otherness is hidden in the warm, intimate, and cozy feeling of candlelights and familiar songs of longings. In today's reading, as in the rest of scriptures appointed for Advent, we're presented with a portal to a kingdom, a portal to a realm that is ever unfolding. While we might think that we are preparing for the coming of the Christ child in a few weeks, Advent sneakily takes us by the hand to glimpse the ever-inviting and the ever-welcoming horizon of God. This season of Advent gives us a window into the fullness of our redemption. Un vistazo, it gives us a peek into the always-loving future of God. And it orients us to the future of a God who is, who was, and is to come. So as I say, in a way, Advent opens a portal for us to live in multiple timelines. And no, do not worry, I'm not going to get all nerdy here and explain the mystical dimensions of the space-time continuum. I'll let you watch Star Trek on your own. But I want to invite you to see and to experience this season as one that beckons the future of God into our present. One in which the future of God reaches out to us as through a thin membrane, inviting us into that future today. The meaning of what is to come, or that of what we are preparing for in Advent, is not just simply the joyful celebration of the Christ child, but also the expectation, the yearning, the longing, and our preparation for the Christ of the full redemption of time, the Christ of the fullness of God's reign, a peaceable reign of love and restorative justice. In this season, we're expecting, we're yearning, we're longing, and we're preparing ourselves for God's future, a future that emerges, percolates, and seeps into our very reality right now. As followers of Jesus, as followers of the way, we carry the seeds of that hope from God's future into our present. And we plant those seeds of our future into our now. We carry the seeds of hope, and we plant the seeds of hope. We plant the seeds that the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God will not have the final word. We plant these seeds from the future, these seeds of hope, that the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God, they will not prevail. We carry these seeds from the future, and we plant these seeds of hope. We plant them believing that goodness, that kindness and love will triumph over the structures of oppression and injustice. However, friends, this is not a disembodied hope. This is not wishful thinking. While it might be a hope for the future, and it's a hope that is given to us from the future, it's a hope to live into the now. It's a hope that needs to be lived in our own flesh and bones. We do not have a hope that is voyeuristic, that is devoid of physicality or devoid of a historical moment. On the contrary, it is a hope that is enacted. It is a hope that becomes evident and it becomes present as we live it out in our own relationships and in our actions. It might be a hope that reaches out to us from the future as if through a thin membrane, but it's a hope that is enfleshed. It's a hope that is an incarnated hope in our here and in our now. So, church, this is the season of Advent. This is the beginning of our liturgical year. Happy New Year. This is the season of Advent, and it's a portal that beckons us into God's horizon of love.